Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Sunday to everyone. This is yours truly, Pastor C. We're in the Sanctuary Studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday, happy Palm Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God that we're able to make it to another week, another Sunday, and we know that it was nothing but God's grace and God's mercy. And so we thank God for His grace. We thank Him for His mercy. We thank Him for keeping us from last week to this week. We thank Him for continuing to provide for us every day. And we know that it was nothing but God who has kept all of us. And so we say to God be the glory for the great things that He has done. And we know that without a shadow of a doubt that we serve a great God who can do great things, and we're thankful to Him today for the great things that He has done in all of our lives. And so we just say to God be the glory for the great things that He has done. We're going to open up with a word of prayer, and I'm going to call on Reverend Sykes that she would lead us in a word of prayer this morning. Reverend Sykes, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Our Father and our God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come to You this morning, God. Father, we bless Your name and we praise Your name this morning. For this is the day that You have made, and we do rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank You, Father, for the use and the activities of our limbs this morning. Father God, You are our peace. You are our provider. You are a sovereign God. And so, Father, we thank You for being a prayer-answering God this morning. We pray, Father God, this morning for this nation, Father God. We pray for all the heads of states, Father God. We pray for President Trump and Vice President Pence. And we pray for those who are on the front line working and serving over this nation on today, Father. Father, we pray for those who are bereaved families this morning. We pray for all of our prayer warriors today. Father God, we pray for our churches and our houses of worship. We pray for our pastors. We pray for all of our leaders, Father God. We pray for our senior citizens this morning, Father God, and those in the nursing homes and those in the nursing facilities this morning, Father God. All of those who are just in leadership this morning, Father God, Lord, give them the wisdom to govern Your people and to govern this nation in the right manner, Father. Lord, we need a healing from You, Father God. This nation needs a healing, Father God. And so, Father, we pray for healing of the mind. We pray for healing of the body and the soul and the spirit. Father God, we just thank you and we bless your name and we praise your name, Father God. Father God, we pray for all families and all of our communities, Father God. Lord, we know that your name is a strong tower. And, Father, we know that we can run to it, God, and that we are safe. So, Lord, we are safe in your arms this morning. We are safe in your arms forever, God.
Yeah.
And so, Father, we ask this morning that you would help us to take one day at a time. Lord, our lives are in your hands. Father, you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, Father, we know that you are true to your word. And we thank you for your word on today because your word is true power and strength. We thank you for your anointing because your anointing destroys every yoke. Oh, God, we're going to taste and see that you are good and blesses the man that trusts in you. And, Father, we're going to continue to trust you. We're going to continue to love you. We're going to continue to obey you. And, Father God, we're going to continue, oh, Father, to lean and depend on you. And so, Father, we just ask, Father God, that you would attend your ears, Father God, to our petitions this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we pray for any, oh, God, forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed in word, deed, thought, action, or reaction, and that you would create within all of us a clean heart. Oh, God, just continue to be with us. Continue to order our steps in your word. And continue, Father God, to strengthen us from one degree to another. And we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Sykes, for that fervent prayer. Again, we'd like to say good morning to everyone. We'd like to say happy Palm Sunday. We know that God is still able, and we just want to continue in the way of the Lord, that we will continue to praise him in spite of, and that we would continue to be a people of faith. And we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so we know that we walk by faith and not by sight, and that we're leaning and depending on God. And we know that the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And so we're just holding on to God's unchanging hand. And we just want to continue to know that without a shadow of a doubt that God is in control. And we have this assurance. And so before we go to the phone lines and ask everybody for their testimony this morning, we want to sing a song, a very familiar song to everyone. And we know that you know it in your heart. And old deacons used to sing it when they used to have devotions. And for some reason or another, sometimes we forget about the devotion that we used to have in the church of the old school. And the deacon would stand up and he would give a testimony. And some of you remember he'd say, "We thank God that he woke me up this morning and that he started me on my way, that I had food on my table and it was in my right mind and I had the blood still running warm in my vein, and we were able to put one foot in front of the other and we were able to give God the glory." So I want everyone not to think on the things that you don't have, but to think on the things that you do have, on the things that God has brought you through, the things that God has given you. If you still have food on the table, that God is still worthy to be praised. And if you still have a roof over your head, our God is still worthy to be praised. If you are clothed, able to clothe yourself, and you are in your right mind this morning, God is still worthy to be praised. If you were able to lay down last night and no thieves broke in, you were able to wake up this morning by a finger of love, God is still worthy to be praised. If you were able to put shoes on your feet and you were able to get a little something out of the refrigerator, God is still worthy to be praised. And so we have a lot to be thankful about. And I don't want you to get into a situation where you're complaining, but I want you to get in a situation you continue to praise. The psalmist said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. So we need to give God the praise. We need to give him the glory. We need to give him the honor, because truly our God is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun into the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. And so if you got a chance for about 10 seconds, just put your hands together and give God the praise. Give God the glory, because truly he's worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but God has brought me from a mighty long way. God has kept me. God has kept my family. God has kept our church family. God has continued to make ways out of no way. God has continued to turn situations around. God has continued to open doors. God has continued to show himself mighty, even in the midst of the storm. God has been a buckler that kept it all together. God has been a strong tower. God has been shelter in the time of storm. And so we say to God, be the glory. Amen, amen. I don't know about you, but it's good to know the Lord for yourself. Amen. And so we want to sing this song. It's a very familiar song, and entitled Blessed Assurance. And the first verse is, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And so as we praise God together, amen, let us have a blessed assurance that Jesus is ours. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, washed in his love. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. Amen. And that's what we have to do, church. We have to learn to praise God all day long. So we're going to go and we're going to say good morning to everyone. Thank God for all of those that have called in. We're going to start with our First Lady. First Lady, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for allowing me to see another day. I thank the Lord for just being here. And being in the service one more time, I just pray that everyone have a blessful upcoming week. Stay safe and happy Palm Sunday to all. I love you all.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. We're going to go to caller, last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise God that we made another day and made another week and got to Sunday and able to have church and hear every voice in our church to say good morning to everybody, that we're still standing on our feet and praising the good Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to the next call on the line, 4847. 4847, good morning. Amen. We're going to go to the next one, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless. And God is good all the time. We have a short song we want to sing right quick. God woke me up early this morning, and I was able to get out of bed. Put on all of my garments, and I thank him for the daily bread. I had eyes to see, to walk, and even had a tongue to talk. And I said, thank you, Lord. It could have been the other way. God bless.
Yeah. Amen. Could have been the other way. Thank the Lord. Amen. We're going to go to the next caller. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. God bless everyone on this Palm Sunday. Good to be here and good to hear everybody's voice. It's been very uplifting for us. I have with me my sisters this morning, Aunt Becky and Aunt Jewel.
Amen.
This is Aunt Becky. Praise the Lord for waking me up this morning, and I hope that everyone will have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good. His grace and his mercy endure forever. God is a good God. He's a great God. He can do anything but fail. He can move all of these mountains out of our way, because he is a good God. I thank God for this day. I thank him for every day. I thank him for bringing me this far, and he still is here for me. I want to thank God for my church, for all of you, and I pray that all of you will continue to be who you are and what you are, and that is what God wants us to be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We go to the next caller, 6947. 6947. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be relaxing. Just want to make to everybody happy Palm Sunday and that we all going to have a great day today.
Amen. I'm going to go to the next call on the line, 1508. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thankful to be able to be on this call. I was supposed to be at work this morning. Thank God I got a phone call that said that I didn't have to come in because I did call our first lady and tell her I would be on a call this morning, but I wasn't going to be able to speak. Thank God I was able to be at home so I could be on a call and I'm able to speak. Thank God for you guys, for my pastor. I'm just thankful, you know, that God has kept us and he's continuing to keep us. I just want to ask you guys, if you guys can keep Lanaya in your prayers. She did give me a phone call. She's been with her dad ever since the coronavirus pandemic thing started. And so she called me and she was really concerned about the fact that I work for CVS, so she's really concerned the fact that I work around a lot of people. And she did inform me that her grandmother and her aunt were infected with the coronavirus and that her grandmother is in the hospital right now. So I just want to ask you guys to be safe out. It is really serious. By all means necessary, do whatever it takes to keep yourself safe. And just ask you guys to keep her in your prayers for me. And I'm going to continue.
Amen. 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 You have a song that you like to sing for us this morning, Miss Renee?
Well, I've been singing "Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I just wanna say times like this, the only thing I can do is say thank you, because so many people are losing their lives. I just got a message the other day at work that one of my really, really close customers, and she works at the Washington Hospital Center, she passed away the other day from the virus. And where her sister told me that, I was like, wow, that was really crazy, because I had just saw her in the store. And her sister was like, well, she didn't have any of the symptoms or anything. It just happened all of a sudden. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And, like, we just began to pray, like, seriously. And there was a guy standing behind her. And not that he was ear hustling on our conversation or anything, but he just immediately started to pray in the store, like. And it was just so amazing, like. And so, you know, the only thing I could do is just say thank you. You know, she was not infected, you know. And just pray that somehow it'll stop somewhere, you know. But God is still in control, and he knows what he's doing. And so we just have to keep our faith that we have. Pray that God is going to make everything all right one way or another, and it's going to happen at his time. I mean,
Amen.
It is what it is. So.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to go to the next caller. Last four digits, 2256. 2256. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to say that I still trust in God for everything. He is our keeper, and he has never failed us, and he won't fail us. So I'm just asking that you all continue to trust in him and believe he is the same God. He's been good. You know, some of us, we may be getting a little weak and need to be lifted sometimes. But in Jeremiah 30:17, it says, but I will restore your health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. And also it says in Isaiah 40:29, he gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. So just keep trusting God, you know, and keep praying for one another. You know, I love you all. I miss you, you know. But it's good to hear your voices, too. You know, even though we can't see one another, it's just good to hear your voices, you know. So we just got to keep praying for one another, praying for the people, you know, because God is the one who's going to see us through this, you know. And we can't put our hope in man. We got to put our hope in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your praise report this morning. We're going to get our praise from 0025. 0025, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank God for his grace and his mercy. I just want to thank God for his hands of protection. I just want to thank God for just shielding us and protecting us and just continuing to just be with us. What a mighty God we serve, for truly God is a mighty God. God is able to do anything but fail, and he's able to see us through. So I'm just asking that we just continue to trust God and continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he would never let go of our hand, and we should never let go of God's unchanging hand. God bless you. Happy Palm Sunday, and I love you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your praise this morning. We're going to go to 4847. 4847, are you on the line with us this morning?
Good morning, everyone. Happy Palm Sunday. May each and every one of us have a blessed day. God is still in the blessing business, and he is still in control. I miss you. I love you. And I'll be glad when we get a chance to be together holding on to one another. Have a great day, everybody. I love you.
Amen. We love you back. We're going to go to 1741, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So wonderful just to be among the saints, and thank God for another beautiful Palm Sunday, another year. Even though we are not together in person, we are together in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, and that's what matters. So I praise God this morning and thank God for His Word. Thank God for the words of encouragement that has gone forth this week. Sometimes we become a little weary and a little worn in our spirit, and we just see and we hear so much negativism, but we have to keep remembering that man only can predict what man thinks, but God knows how many people that is going to die. God knows how many people is going to be healed. And God knows how many people is going to be saved. And so we that know the word of God, we have to keep looking up. Jesus said that if I be lifted up from the earth, then I will draw all men unto me. And this is a time of drawing. This is a time of lifting Jesus up. And as he went through Jerusalem with his triumphant victory and entry today as being king, remember that the same people that said Hosanna to him were the same people that crucified him. And so Jesus knows the beginning and he knows the end. And saints, I just want to leave a word of encouragement with you. In Isaiah 40:8, it says the grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And that's all we have. We have the promises of Jesus. So let us keep building up one another. Let us keep encouraging one another. And even the ones that don't know the Lord, let us continue to pray for them and encourage them. God bless you all, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your word. We have one more person who wants to give God the praise. We're going to ask 5904. 5904, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just want to say I'm thankful for being here this morning, and I pray that everybody have a blessed week and have a good Sunday. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for everyone that participating this morning, giving God the praise. We know we have some folks that are listening on the website, and if you want to listen on the website, it is blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid.com, and we know that God will allow those to listen on the website. And then also, if you want to see yours truly in Sanctuary Studio in Forestville, Maryland, you can get us at facebook.com/Heart of God Baptist Church. We're streaming online, and we have those that are watching is Minister Jamal Harris, and we also have Deacon Fran Aqua, and we thank God for them continuing. We are sharing Redman, and we thank God for those that are watching, those that are listening, and those that are on the phone line. Also, if you want to get a review of this on the phone, you can go to the website afterwards, about 30 minutes after the broadcast, and you can listen to the broadcast in its entirety. Also, we'll be posting the Facebook broadcast in its entirety. So continue to pass the word on that we're still praising God. We're still giving God the glory. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And if anyone knows anyone that wants to hear a word, they can also call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And we'll continue to give God the praise. Also on the line, calling in, just listening in, Minister E.C. Williamson. He's on a line at work and text me that he's listening in. And so we thank God for everyone, whatever way you can listen in, through Facebook, through calling in, through the website, or however you can. We thank God that we're on one accord. And the Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, that he will be in the midst. And we say to God, be the glory. So we're going to move on in our worship experience this morning. And I'm going to ask that Reverend Lindsay would lead us in a word of prayer. And following that word of prayer, we're going to get into the word. Amen. So we're going to ask Reverend Lindsay if he can lead us in prayer at this time.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come again with grateful hearts and so thankful for everything you have done for us this week, O God. In spite of the many trials and tribulations, O God, you've still been faithful and you have brought us through. We thank you, Father, because you have given us your darling son, Jesus, and you have given us the power of your Holy Spirit. And then, Father God, you truly have given us your word, O Father God, that we can stand on your promises. So, Father God, I pray now in Jesus' name, Father God, that you would look on each and every heart, O God. And, Father God, as your Holy Spirit move from heart to heart, O God, I pray that you will continue to anoint us, O God. Continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, Father God, I pray that as Pastor Kason prepare now to bring a word, O Father God, a word of truth, a word of righteousness, I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will touch him, O God. Father God, that you will anoint him from on high. Father God,
yes,
allow
Lord.
Him to speak with clarity and boldness, O God. Allow him, O God, to say, thus saith the Lord. And then, O God, after he has opened his mouth, I pray that the Holy Spirit, O God, will allow us to receive your word, Father. Receive your word with praise and thanksgiving. O God, that we might be able to share it with somebody else. And then, Father God, I pray that as your Holy Spirit, O God, look on us, Father, that if you see anything this morning, Father God, that's not pleasing in your sight, O God, that you would wash us, Father. Wash us in your blood, Jesus. Sanctify us in your word. And, Father God, continue to fill us with the Holy Spirit. And, Father God, we are grateful for what you've done this week. We thank you for the food that you put on our table and clothing that you put on our back. We thank you, Father, because you put a shelter over our head. And you have given us a reasonable portion of help and strength. Regardless of the aches and the pains this morning, O God, we're still in the land of the living. We still can say hallelujah. We still can praise you, O God. We are witness of your goodness, Father God. And truly, you've been mighty good unto us. And Father God, we pray now. We pray for all those that have been sickened with the coronavirus, O God. We pray, Father, that you will touch, Lord Jesus, that you would look on the doctors and the nurses, O God, that you would look on the caretakers, O God, that you will be with the first responders, O God. Father God, we pray that you would look on government leaders and officials, O God. Father God, let them use your guidelines through your Holy Spirit, O God. We pray this morning, Father, that you will bless your people with wisdom, because wisdom only comes from you, Lord Jesus. Anoint them with your wisdom, with your knowledge, O God, how they might apply this wisdom and what you have given them, O God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to pour out your mercy upon your people, O God. Father God, our land is sick, Jesus. But you have that balm. You have that healing balm, Lord Jesus. So help us, O God, to call on your name, Lord Jesus. Help us to seek your face, O God. You've been mighty patient with us, O God. We thank you for being that long-suffering God. And, Father God, I pray that you continue to let your mercy flow a little bit longer, O God. O Father God, that you will continue, Jesus, Father God, to keep us in the palm of your hand. And, Father God, we're going to be truthful with you. We are a little weary down here. Well, some of us are a little fearful down here. Some of us are a little torn and worn down here, Lord Jesus. Well, we know you hold everything in your hand, Jesus. And so we're going to trust you, Lord. Father God, increase our faith more and more in you as we pray, as we read your word, as we confess you from one to one to another, O God. Help us, O God, to build on your promises. Lord Jesus, we're standing on your word because you've given us that. You have told us that you are the word. Hallelujah. And not only you are the Word, Lord Jesus, but in you, Lord Jesus, there is power, there is strength. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. But most of all, Father, help us to realize that there is forgiveness, Father. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we prepare for this holy week, O God, as you rose through Jerusalem this day, O God, and they shout Hosanna to you, O God. Father God, let us be mindful, O God, that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You change us not, O God. Help us to remember, Lord Jesus, that you will be with us no matter what the trial might be. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for just healing family members. We thank you, oh God, Father God, for the ones, Lord Jesus, that will go forth this week, Father. We are trusting, God, that you will heal them, that you will save them, oh God. And Father God, we are praying that you will be the provider. We know you have enough hospital beds. We know you have enough ventilators. We know you have enough masks, oh God. Oh, God, help us, God, to just trust you and to meet our every need, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And, Father God, I pray a special prayer for those that are unemployed, for those, Father God, wondering where the next bill is coming from. Oh, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will open up your windows to heaven, oh, God, that you will help us to help them, oh, God, Father God, that no family will go hungry, oh, God, that no child will go in want or in need, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, we love you, and we bless you. We thank you for everything that you have done. Father God, we just give you the glory now. We give you the honor and the praise. Because you are worthy to be praised. And Father God, we thank you for every blessing, everything that you have done for us, regardless of what it might be. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you would look on bereaved families, Jesus, that you will be a comforter to bereaved families everywhere, especially the ones that have lost members during this virus. Mm-hmm. And Father God, I pray for the Panning family. I pray for the Canaan family. I pray for the Newbirth family. I pray for each and every member of the Heart of God. I pray for First Lady. I pray for Janice, oh God. I pray for Anthony, oh God. I pray for all your ministers and all your pastors, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for mankind everywhere, Lord Jesus, regardless of who they are and where they are your creation, and you hold everything in the palm of your hand. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for these and all blessings, and we thank you for being so merciful. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We bless you. We say hallelujah. We just want to praise you this Palm Sunday. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is your mercy that brought us through, Father God. Only you know, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for your grace and mercy, because it's your grace and mercy, Jesus, that has brought us through. And Father God, we are living today because of you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because you are prayer answering God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you sit high and you look low, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you haven't dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities, but you've been mighty merciful unto us. And we thank you again for all that you have done, that you are doing, and that you will continue to be. Thank you so much. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. We know that God knows his children. Amen. And everything that you all have said and prayed on this line and in your private setting, God has heard your prayer. I just want you to be comforted this morning that even though you might not be able to speak and talk, amen, the way you want, God has given you a spirit on the inside, and he will communicate with God through moanings and groanings that cannot be uttered. And know that our God knows us, and he knows our crying, knows each one of us, He knows each one of our voices. He knows each one of our cries. The Bible says God knows the very hairs on our head. So don't be worried that you might not be able to speak or to pray or to say the things that you want. God knows you. God loves you. And God has heard your petition and God has heard your cry. So be encouraged this morning and today and all days, amen, that God has not left you, that God has not forsaken you. And God promised that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And so we thank God for being true to his word. And so we want to get into the word this morning on this Palm Sunday. And in the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, we find the account of what we call Palm Sunday, a time when Jesus was heading toward Jerusalem to observe the Passover feast that was instituted by Moses for the last time. And we talked about this a little bit on last Sunday as we observed our communion and how Jesus was observing Passover for the last time and instituting a new covenant, a new promise in his blood. And so as folks were gathering in Jerusalem, Jesus was fulfilling the promise of the prophet Zechariah in the 9th chapter and the 9th verse, where he talked about that the Messiah would be coming, the king would be coming meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt in the foal of an ass. And so Jesus came to fulfill all of the prophecy of God through all of his prophets. And so here we see him fulfilling that prophecy of Zechariah that God had spoken to his people. And so the New Testament writer Matthew picks it up in chapter 21. I'll begin at verse 1. He says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage and to the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples." Verse 2 says, "Saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her." He goes on to say, "Loose them and bring them unto me." Verse 3 says, "And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them." Verse 4 says, "All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, the king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass." In verse 6, he goes on to say, "And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and bought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon." In verse 8 it says, "And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way." In verse 9 says, "And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Verse 10 says, "And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? Who is this?" And for a few moments this morning, my brothers and sisters, we want to speak from the subject, amen, the way, the way. And we want to ask that you would bow your heads. We're going to ask God's blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another privilege and opportunity to stand and declare your word. And Father, I ask that you forgive me of my sins, O God, that I will be faithful and just, O God, that you would be faithful and just, O God, to forgive me of my sins, O God, that you would clean me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I would be a pure vessel used by you. Oh, God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified. But most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you will, just a few hymn of Lord, prepare me. The Lord will prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Amen. And so as we look at this story, this account of Jesus in the 21st chapter of the book of Matthew, and as we talk about the way we can draw from other gospels and the gospel of John in 14th chapter, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto me except through the Father. And we know that along the way Jesus lived some 33, some people believe 33 and a half years. He was setting the example of being God and man at the same time. And as God and man at the same time, he was showing us the way that God wanted us to live, the way that God wanted us to demonstrate how we love him, and the way that God wanted us to love each other. And one of the things that I've said in the Gospel of Matthew, in the 28th chapter, when Jesus gave his great command, is that he asked us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that he has commanded us. And lo, he said, I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And so nowhere in that great command, my brothers and sisters, as we face great challenges in this world, as we face this global pandemic of COVID-19, coronavirus, nowhere in the Bible does Jesus say that our way would be easy. Nowhere does he promise us, amen, that there wouldn't be valleys that we would have to go through. He doesn't promise that there would not be hills that we would have to climb, that nowhere that we would not suffer heartache and pain and struggle in our earthly existence. Even Jesus, leading up to this particular moment in time, during his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, seated on a donkey, nowhere more graphic is when Lazarus, Jesus' friend, had died. And when Lazarus died, his loved ones had asked Jesus to come, but Jesus delayed. And that when he delayed, Lazarus died. And when Jesus arrived, he was criticized for and questions for allowing Lazarus to die. But along the way, Jesus let them know that Lazarus had to die along this way so that God could get the glory. And as painful as it is, as our loved ones and those that we've grown up with and those that we've shared moments and time with, that somewhere along the way that they're going to die. Many have gone on the way before us, and many will go on after us, but does not negate the fact that Jesus still loves us and he still cares for us. And as Jesus was on his way to the Mount, as he was on his way to make his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, he experienced Lazarus passing. And when he got to where Lazarus was buried, the Bible indicates that Jesus wept. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but if our Savior, if our Lord was touched by a personal relationship with someone and touched by the passing of someone, so much so that he wept, that lets us know that we too will have the sorrow of people weeping, of people passing, and the loved ones and the connections that we have with those that we love will cause us to cry and to mourn and to have a great sorrow. And we know that this is a part of our human existence. But even in the midst of our mourning and sorrow for those that we've lost and weeping and crying, the Bible also lets us know that weeping may endure for a night. As we go along this way, there are night times, there are times of darkness, there are times of doubt, there's times of heartache, there's times of pain, there's times of weakness, and there's times of sickness, and there's times of death. There's times for everything, as Ecclesiastes says, a time to live, a time to die. There's a time for everything along this way, but we thank God for his word, that his word is timeless. It says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes to the morning. And Jesus knew in his earthly existence that Lazarus had passed, but God had a plan along the way that Lazarus was asleep. Jesus could call him from the grave, amen, and that he would be made alive. And Lazarus was called by Jesus, and Jesus told Mary that he could call him and that he would come from life, because Jesus was the resurrection. And because he was resurrection, she understood that though he did, he would be able to be resurrected. But Jesus instructed, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." In other words, that we don't have to wait. Amen. But we can understand that we can have life right now, life everlasting. And so as he called Lazarus from the grave, he arose and he came forth bound in grace with grave clothes. And Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." And my brothers and sisters, along the way, even though the enemy might try to get us bound by the waves of this world and the sickness and the sorrows and the epidemics and the pandemics, we don't have to feel like we're bound, because we've been loosed and we've been let go by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so as Jesus is making his way to Jerusalem, and the gospel writer of Matthew and the gospel writer of John let us know that on his way to Jerusalem, to hear those that would love him on one day and hate him on another day, that they would say Hosanna on one day and crucify him on Friday. They were there along the way, amen. But along the way, Jesus had time to heal the sick. He had time to give two fellows sight that they were blind. He had time to get Lazarus up out the grave. And along the way, God has prepared us that his miracles never cease. And on the way to where we are today, God has done so many things for his church. God has blessed us down through the years. I don't know if you can look back over your life along the way that God has been good to us. We might be going through some difficult times and some difficult days right now, but along the way to these difficult times and along the way to these times that we face now, we can look back over our lives and realize that we've had difficult days in the past. And the church, I want to encourage you, amen, to look back over your life and see how God has brought you through difficult days in the past. He's brought us along the way, and he's been mighty good to us. Someone said that it was his grace and his mercy that brought us through. Someone said that I don't look like what I've been through because God has kept me. He allowed me to get up off my bed of affliction when I had tubes in my nose and when I had needles in my vein, when I was in the doctor's office, or when I was in trouble. God came to see about me along the way. And this is what we have to hold on to, is that God has been with us every step of the way. And when Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life, he understands, amen, that he promised that he would never leave us. And if he never said another thing, he said that I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. And if we can hold on to God's promises that he would never leave us nor forsake us, and that he'll be with us even unto the end of the world, that we'll understand that he'll be with us in this journey along the way. And so we see him coming down this mountain. And we see him that he is greeted by the people that have been oppressed, and the people who were oppressed by the Roman government at this time, and they were allowed to worship at the government's behest, and they were allowed to do certain things, God's people. And so they wanted Jesus to come as the king. They would overthrow the Roman government and deliver them from the oppression at hand. But Jesus came to deliver them from sin. He came to deliver their hearts from being turned away from God. And so he came meek and lowly, like the prophet had prophesied. And so there was many that laid along the way the palms, and we call this Palm Sunday. As he descended into Jerusalem, they were anticipating that he would save them. And many times we hear the song Hosanna, and it means save now. And so they wanted to be saved along the way. They wanted to be delivered along the way, but God had to deliver them from sin. He had to deliver them from their sinful ways. And so along the way, as they laid the palms out, he was looking at Calvary's cross. And as he was looking at Calvary's cross, he was looking along the way that there would be some that didn't understand that he had to come this way, that he had to come meek and lowly, and he had to be taken into be arrested, and he had to be beaten, and he had to be crucified in order to deliver them from their sins. Along the way, there was some tragedy. Along the way, there was going to be some struggle. Along the way, there was going to be some disappointment. Along the way, there was going to be some loneliness. Along the way, there were going to be some times where people didn't understand. But I thank God today that he did not waver along the way to Calvary's cross. And so on Sunday, they put down the palms. But as they put down the palms and he began to go into the temple and to overthrow the tables and to tell them, amen, of the things that were wrong with them and the way that they worship and the way that they thought about God. And the leaders of that time, they were concerned that they had to put a plot into play to try to kill Jesus, because he was healing too many people. He was raising people from the dead. He was doing so many mighty things along the way that even in the midst of their oppression, that Jesus was coming and that Jesus was turning things toward God. And as they looked at this, they put a plan into action that he would be crucified. And so along the way, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand that when we don't understand, God still has a plan. We don't understand why our loved ones have been removed from this earth, or why those that have contracted virus and those who haven't contracted. We have to understand that along the way, God has a plan. When Mary and Martha were concerned about Lazarus and Lazarus died, God had a plan along the way. And as he unstopped the deaf ears and loose the eyes, the scales from the eyes of those that were blind. God had a plan along the way. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, that I'm just fool enough to believe that in the midst of this global pandemic, God still has a plan along the way, that God still has something in store for the church to be able to stand up and say that Jesus truly is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come unto the Father but by him. And so, my brothers and sisters, I want you to hold on this morning to your experience along the way. I want you to hold on to your faith. I want you to hold on to your understanding of who God is and what God has done for you down through the years. I want you to understand that even in the midst of you being shut in, that you're not shut out. Even in the midst of you having to stay home, amen, that God said he would come and see about you. In the midst of the things that you may not want or may not understand right now, that God is still, good God Almighty, in control. So I ask you this week, as we prepare to go to a Good Friday, that you would thank God for the things that he has provided for you along the way. I want you to thank God every day, good God Almighty, that you still have life, health, and strength. I want you to thank God that along the way, God has continued to put food on your table. I want you to continue to thank God along the way to a Good Friday, good God Almighty, that he's continued to keep a roof over your head. And I don't know about you, but I thank God, amen, that even though it might be a little rough sometimes, I don't look like what I've been through. And so I want you to thank God that along the way, that even though you've had some tears to cry, even though you've had some mountains to climb, and even though you were going through the valley, that you would be like the psalmist that said, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, that I won't fear any evil because God has been with me along the way. And along the way, I might have lost loved ones. And along the way, I might have shed tears. And along the way, I might not have understood everything that was going on. But I thank God that Jesus is the way. And as long as Jesus is the way, I know that I can make it through. Have I got a witness this morning? As long as Jesus is the way, I'll be able to make it through. And my brothers and sisters, come hell or come high water, as long as Jesus is the way, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift the standard. When there's no way out of no way, God will still part the Red Sea. There's times in our lives where we got to lean and depend heavily on God, because we don't know the way, but we know who is the way. And because we know who is the way, we'll be able to make it through. And because we'll be able to make it through, we can continue to praise God and continue to say Hosanna, not only on Sunday, but Hosanna on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Because we know that our God is not just a Sunday God or a sometime God, but he's an everyday God. And because he's an everyday God, every day we need to give him the praise. We need to be like the psalmist that said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. Because I know that every step of the way, God is going to be with him. I hear what you're going through, what we're getting ready to go through. But we know that God is the way. And every step of the way, from the rocking of our cradle to this moment, God has been with us every step of the way. So I want you to be encouraged, church. I want you to be encouraged to know, amen, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Not just on Palm Sunday. Not just on a Good Friday, not just on a Resurrection Sunday, but he is the way to the Father. And one glad morning, good God Almighty, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to it. One glad morning, when this life is over, we'll be able to be resurrected and meet him in there, be able to really, really, amen, see him face to face and be able to behold the beauty of the Lord and to be able to know, amen, that God is the one that kept us every step of the way. Amen. God bless you today. Thank God that sometimes when the way gets a little weary, amen, God will come and pick us up. God will come in and lift us up, and God will come in and carry us to where we need to go along this way. Thank God that none of us look like what we've been through, because God has kept us along the way. Amen. He's been a mighty good God. I don't care what anybody said. I don't care what, amen, the politicians or whoever might think. God has blessed us along the way. And so we thank God for his message this morning. And I want you to be encouraged, amen, that he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to be with you every step of the way. Y'all just keep continuing to trust God. Amen. Look back over the way he brought you from. Look back where he brought you from. And if he did it back then, surely God doesn't change and he can do it again. Amen. Amen. And we pray that you get to know him as Lord and Savior of your life. And if you don't know him today as Lord and Savior of your life, we pray that you would ask him into your life and ask him that he would be your Lord and that he would be your Savior. Amen. And that he would keep you every step of the way. Amen. But the choice is yours, and you have to make the choice. And many times we sing the song in our church, Choices That We Make. And we have to make those choices to turn to God. The only way that we can make it is with God. And we can look to some of these so-called leaders in the world, and they don't know the way. They need to turn to God and ask God to show them the way. Amen. And when we go God's way, and I know some of us don't want to go through the hardship, but God allows us to go through these things along the way so that it'll make us stronger and that he would get the glory. And so ultimately that's what Jesus did. That's what we're going to do so that God will get the glory. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you, God, that you have kept us along this way. God, that you have demonstrated how through your son Jesus the way that we should go and how we would get to you. God, we thank you in your word that you said that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by you. And so, God, we thank you for showing us the way and keeping us along the way. Bless these, your people, God, under the sound of my voice, God, that they understand that the way may not be easy. And many times we don't understand, but to understand that you're with us along the way. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And God, we thank you that you anoint our head with oil. And, oh God, many times that our cup continues to run over. And surely, God, we thank you that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. We will be able to dwell with you in the house of the Lord forever. So, God, we're standing on your promises this morning. Bless each one individually and collectively. Whatever they may be going through, God, we pray that you will give them the strength, whether physically, financially, mentally. God, we know, God, that you are our support and that you are, God, a sufficient Savior. And so, God, whatever we stand in the need of, we ask that you would bless us according to your riches and glory. God, bless each man, each woman, each boy, each girl. Bless, God, each family member, extended family member. God, we pray continued blessing on our leaders around this world, God, that they would turn to you and to your way, God, that there would be instruments used in your hand, God. Oh, God, that they would do the things that are pleasing in your sight. And, oh, God, that they would put self out of the way, God, and that they would, to you, that they would humble themselves, and, oh, God, that you would receive honor, and that you would receive glory, and that you would receive praise to your name. So, God, we thank you for this Palm Sunday. And I know, God, we don't have the palms to tie together and to remind us physically, but, God, in our hearts, we cry, Hosanna, God. We lay ourselves before your grace and your mercy this morning, God. And God, we pray that you would accept our praise and we accept our prayer. Oh, God, as we continue throughout this week, God, that we would look forward to you blessing us along the way to see a Good Friday and ultimately a Resurrection Sunday where you get all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And so, God, we ask these and all other blessings the precious and almighty name of Jesus, who is the Christ, and our spiritual souls will say amen, amen, amen. Now we say, may the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And the believing of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We're going to send the word out this week. Prayerfully, we'll be able to have a Good Friday service. As the Lord sees fit, we'll be able to dial into this number again, and we'll have a Good Friday service, and look forward to another resurrection service on Sunday. So tune in. Try to have a Good Friday service about 7:30 on Friday. About 7:30 on Friday, we'll have a resurrection service. You'll be able to call in to this number, and we'll have a Good Friday. Also, if there's anyone who wants to continue to contribute to the church during this time where we're not getting together, you can mail your contributions to 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. Zip code is 20784, and that's suite 205. We thank God for those that continue with their contributions, tithes, and offerings to continue to support ministry during this time of great challenge. But we know that there's no challenge that is too great for God. So that's 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, zip code 20784, and that would be suite 205. God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. Again, you can look at this service in its entirety on Facebook, facebook.com/Heart of God Baptist Church, or you can tune in on your internet at blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid, and about 30 minutes after the service. So God bless you. God ever smile upon you. Know that Jesus is going to be with us every step of the way. That's going to do it for us this morning, and we pray that we'll see you again on next Thursday, and then also on Friday, Thursday for Bible study, and Friday for a Good Friday service. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed Palm Sunday. Goodbye.